How do you integrate 3D printing into a big business? Asked Caterpillar. As 3D printing is increasingly being adopted as a tool used beyond rapid prototyping, businesses will be eager to learn how to incorporate it effectively. A company may not want to or be able to immediately jump into full-fledged additive manufacturing, AM, of end parts, however. According to additive manufacturing product manager at Caterpillar Incorporated, Stacy Del Vecchio, the best strategy might be to think big, start small, and act fast. This was Del Vecchio's advice at the 2017 Additive Manufacturing Users Group, AMUG, conference and, as she described the history of AM at the large equipment manufacturer, it seemed as though Caterpillar's model might be worth considering for other big businesses, as well. Birth of AM at Caterpillar. The history of 3D printing at Caterpillar reflects, in some ways, Del Vecchio's own history with the company. In 1991 we got our first stereolithography machine, Del Vecchio explained. It was in our rapid prototyping lab. We created this rapid prototyping lab that has been around for years. Most of our engineers saw our rapid prototyping lab and used it. It wasn't a technology that a lot of people could get any other way. So we did fit up, we did visualizations, we did some beautiful models. It was all around me, and it still is for over 25 years. Once desktop 3D printers became a reality, engineers at Caterpillar began seeing them sitting on their desks. As covered in previous engineering.com articles, desktop machines can prove valuable for early design iterations and visualization, before more advanced AM processes might be necessary. Over time, however, Caterpillar sought to expand the use of AM throughout the business more broadly, particularly as the technology matured. There's nothing wrong with rapid prototyping and visualization, but what we decided was actually critical was to use additive to move to the next level from an innovation perspective, Del Vecchio told the audience at a mug. The question for her, however, was how in the world do you do that when you have got all these employees, about 100,000 employees all over the place? Nomadic printers, AM summits and design competitions. With Caterpillar having such a large global footprint, Del Vecchio explained that the answer was to start small, a strategy that the company has learned to implement as it began manufacturing giant, expensive machines that are meant to hold up reliably after hours of intense work in the field. This means launching test pilot programs and working with early adopters on products before their widespread implementation. This resulted in the Nomadic Printer Program, as Del Vecchio referred to it. A forward-thinking executive at Caterpillar instructed Del Vecchio's team to purchase AM systems without a concern for return on investment, leading to the purchase of 6 industrial machines, including U-Prints, Fortus 250s, an Objet printer and an HD Max. The printers were delivered to Caterpillar manufacturing facilities throughout the United States, where local engineers were given permission to experiment with the technology in any way they wanted. Although Del Vecchio said that there were some successes from the program, she also had engineers calling up and asking her, "Hey, Stacy, what do you want us to print with your printer?" In order to more formally educate Caterpillar employees and engineers about the technology, the company hosted an AM summit, made up of sessions and presentations that were designed to get teams thinking more seriously about the technology. Del Vecchio said that this will evolve into a more directed approach to AM this year with the introduction of design for additive workshops, in which Caterpillar team members who already understand the need for the technology will begin work on actually designing for AM in order to solve specific problems. To further engage its employees in this mindset, Caterpillar hosted a design competition, asking engineers to go beyond 3D printed jigs and fixtures and, instead, focus on end parts that would be improved with AM. The winning design was a ball check valve that combined multiple components of an assembly into a single, metal 3D printed part. This initiative will be expanded this year into 4 or 5 different competitions. The AM Factory. Since its inception 25 years ago, the Rapid Prototyping Lab has evolved, too. Last year, Caterpillar officially cut the ribbon on its additive manufacturing factory. The site is located at Caterpillar's Global Research Development Center in Mossville, Illinois. This installation provides the AM Innovation Group with access to an inspiration from the Road Group, but also exposes the AM factory to the public and executives that tour the facility regularly. The factory features 10 industrial 3D printers, including a carbon M1 3D printer and a micro foundry. For the first 6 months, Caterpillar's 3D printing technology was open to employees for free, until the novelty of free 3D printing services caused an unnecessary increase in demand. This led to a material-only model. We did then go to a material-only model, which I personally think is good for if you're early on the journey, Del Vecchio said. It makes it so that people have a little bit of skin in the game. The material cost is just pennies, but it's not the fully burdened cost. The facility now charges a fully burdened cost, which accounts for the post-process labor, the rent that the factory pays, and the cost of the machine. The future of AM at Caterpillar. So far, AM has already begun to have an impact at Caterpillar, and Del Vecchio expects that impact to increase. Through its solar turbine subsidiary, Caterpillar is manufacturing its first end part, a fuel swirler with unique geometry. Surface tools and prototypes have also been 3D printed by the company. With its M1, Caterpillar was able to 3D print an elastomeric grommet for its aftermarket business, which Del Vecchio said is not only essential to the company at large but will also play an important role in its AM strategy going forward. "The aftermarket business that we have is integral to our business model," Del Vecchio said. "We will support equipment 25 years after it goes out of production, and some of our parts are in production for a really long time. It's not unusual for us to be supporting something that was designed 50 years ago. To effectively address this and other aspects of the business, the company is looking at digitizing some of its inventory with 3D scanning and, ultimately, creating a virtual inventory. There is still work to be done on that front, however." Caterpillar is also looking into partnerships to further its entrance into the AM space. This includes its recent partnership with FIT AG, which will see the two businesses work together over the course of a 3-year contract to 3D print aluminum and titanium parts. Beyond FIT AG, Caterpillar is seeking out suppliers, universities, and other organizations that might drive its AM innovation forward. Del Vecchio believes that Caterpillar's investment in AM will make the company more flexible, enabling innovation on even the biggest machines. Before making the jump to end parts, however, the company went down a long road to get there. A lesson for other big businesses considering a broader implementation of the technology, then, might be to think big, start small, and act fast.